You are listening to Bitcoin, Blockchain, and the Technologies of Our Future with Naomi Brockwell.
Think your morning selfie or that quick snap at the beach is just a bit of fun? Every picture and video that you post spills secrets about you, maybe even revealing where you live.
It's really scary sometimes when you see what young people are posting on social media.
Jose Monkey has a really popular TikTok channel where he finds people's exact location, just using clues from videos that they post. But a disclaimer.
I find people who ask to be found.
Okay, Jose Monkey, find me.
Jose only does this when people consent.
Find me, Jose Monkey.
Hello, Jose Monkey. Can you find me?
Show me where I am.
If someone sends me a video that they have recorded and asks me to try to figure out where it was recorded, I will look at the clues in the video and try to figure that out.
Jose might be doing this with people's consent, but the reality is that we're leaving our digital lives wide open for anyone to find our location, whether we ask them to or not. We all enjoy sharing our lives online, but our seemingly innocent activities can arm anyone with enough patience to piece together information that could breach our privacy in ways we hadn't imagined. The process of connecting all these dots of our online activities is a practice known as open source intelligence, or OSINT. It doesn't just refer to photos we post. OSINT uses all the information that someone could find about us online, public records, reviews we write, email addresses and usernames that we use for account signups that end up in public data breaches, location check-ins, social media, the list goes on. This is part one of a two-part video series on OSINT, where we explore specific tools that anyone can use to sift through this data and link together the breadcrumbs of our digital life. We'll show you how people can use our digital trail against us so that we can make better choices in our online activities. In this first video, we'll focus specifically on best practices for posting photos and videos online, and how to make sure that we're not giving away more information than we intend. In a world that's watching a little too closely, it's important that we learn how to better protect ourselves. Someone who can really help us understand best privacy practices for photos and videos is Jose Monkey.
One of the reasons I do these videos is to help raise awareness about some of the risks of posting things online. This video was sent to me by a mom who was hoping that I could help demonstrate those risks to her kid.
I have a 10-year-old who doesn't understand the risks behind social media, so I just wanted to show her something.
This video went viral with 22 million views because with hardly any clues, Jose was able to figure out this mother's exact location, an important lesson for her 10-year-old daughter about online posting.
Mom was probably standing right about here on the grass at the edge of the parking lot.
What kind of data do you use to figure this out?
I use what people tend to talk about as open source intelligence. It generally refers to things that are publicly available sources of information. It might be from governments, if they publish things like census data or things like that. Or it could be things that businesses publish, things like maps that you get from Google Maps. Or it could be things that you get from private individuals, often through social media.
There's a huge amount of information out there, but how do you sift through it all?
Google search engine, Google Maps. I use Google Lens for reverse image searching from time to time. I have used in the past websites for tracking flight traffic. If I see like a tail number for an airplane, I can figure out where that airplane was recently flying out of. I use store locators on business websites pretty frequently because that's a good way to get a pretty definitive list of all the locations. So if I see that you're near a Best Buy, I can find all of them and then figure out from there which ones to look at.
In this video that the mum sent, there were plenty of landmarks and businesses. You probably didn't notice them because they appear so briefly, but it's those small details that someone else might use as a vital tracking tool.
I will focus on the details in the background that the people who posted it didn't think of.
There's a CVS directly behind Mom at the beginning of the video. And behind the CVS, we can see a water tower. Mom turns the camera back in the other direction, and we can see that there's a Wendy's here.
While this arrangement of stores could be anywhere, the specific arrangement of them and how close they are to each other can really reveal more than people might realize.
Especially if you plug them into something like OpenStreetMaps, which is kind of like an open source version of Google Maps.
You can access it programmatically and do data mining against it.
What does this mean exactly?
It's like searching for things on Google Maps, but instead of doing it manually, you write code to do it.
This can give you far more granular and comprehensive search results.
You can also search for partial names of things. You can search for things that are within a certain distance of other things. And that's a really powerful tool.
If I could find CVS locations, then filter that list to ones that were close to water towers. Then I could filter that further to only the locations that were also close to Wendy's locations. This is the part where I should insert like a Hollywood-style hacking sequence. You're standing on the grass near the parking lot of the Jameson Inn.
From just those small visual cues alone, Jose found their location.
It was eye-opening for them, to say the least.
What Jose does is a fun game he plays with his audience, but these same tools can also be used by anyone, including bad actors who might want to do you harm. Most people don't expect that they'll be a target, but the truth is, we can't know. So we should be mindful of not making public all the information needed for someone to easily find us. It doesn't mean we have to stop sharing anything online, but there are some super helpful tips that will go a long way to protecting your privacy. For example,
don't show pictures of your house. If you're going to record videos outside, don't do them anywhere near your home or the place where you work.
I've seen people who've just bought a new house post photos of their new keys. Don't do this.
There are techniques for taking a photograph of a key and replicating it from that.
I didn't copy it from anything other than a photograph.
And not even a good one.
And if you combine that with all the beautiful pictures that you shared of your home, which can probably be found on a real estate website, you've now given somebody, you know, the literal keys to your home.
Another tip, be mindful of everything in frame. People instead often just focus on the subject of their photo or video.
What they tend to forget are all the things that are in the background. You might be posting what you think is like a pretty harmless video of your dog or whatever it is, and you're giving away your exact location.
One of the biggest clues you might accidentally include in your photo is written text.
It might be the name of a business or a street sign. It could be things like on your clothes or things you're wearing. It could be a name badge that you're wearing that says your name and where you work. It could be a stray Amazon package sitting on your living room table that has your name and address on it. That is a big source of unintentional information sharing. For someone who's trying to glean as much information as they can, they're going to look for those kinds of things.
So Jose's tip,
eliminate any writing in the background of your videos if it doesn't need to be there, because that's huge.
One way to make sure that nothing accidentally creeps into your video is to stay in one place.
If you don't need to move around, then you shouldn't do that, because the more you move your camera, the more things you're going to show unintentionally.
Another thing I'll mention is that when you post a photo or video online, there's often a lot of metadata that goes along with that. And this can also include GPS coordinates of your exact location where the photo was taken. If you're posting that photo to your own blog and not stripping out that metadata first, you're sharing your exact location with the entire internet. Thankfully, if you're posting to social media these days, the public usually doesn't see that metadata.
Many of the social media sites, like TikTok, strip out any location information before presenting it to end users.
But even so, there are still risks to leaving that metadata in your photos and videos.
If it was present when you uploaded it, you still probably gave it to that company.
And social media sites are notorious for selling this kind of data about their users. So even if a site removes your location data from the photo or video before publishing it,
you don't know what they did with it before they removed it.
So best to remove your location data yourself before uploading anything. We have videos explaining how to strip EXIF data from photos. Finally, in a world where sharing is second nature, it's critical to take a step back and think, what am I really giving away with each post?
When sharing information, you really want to think about what it is you are sharing and why you're sharing it. Who's the audience that you're trying to reach? And are you making sure that you're not sharing your information more broadly than you intend?
The internet is fantastic because it connects us all, but we can make better decisions so that our photos and videos are only getting to the people that we want to have them. For example, instead of posting a story publicly to Instagram, a messaging app like Signal allows you to post stories that you can choose to only make visible to your contact list or to members of a specific group chat that you're part of, and it's end-to-end encrypted. All of this is helpful for reducing your digital footprint and keeping you safer online.
There are people, if they're really trying to find out information about you, they're not just going to use a single video. They're going to correlate all the data that they find about you wherever they can find it.
And this is something that many people just don't realize when they post things, especially young people who have really been swept up in this culture culture of oversharing.
They need to be learning some of these more important lessons about being safe internet citizens.
And thanks to people like Jose, hopefully they're getting some of these lessons.
In my videos, I try to show how a single video could be the source of a lot of information. I really want to raise awareness for people. And just from watching the videos, I think they're learning about things that they should maybe think twice about posting.
In our next video in this OSINT series, we're going to talk about why sharing your unique contact information and even reusing the same password can be used by bad actors to find out personal information about you, even your location. We'll look at databases that aggregate all of this information and the mind-blowing tools that people can use to sift through your digital data in ways that you never imagined. The practice of using OSINT to piece together our online breadcrumbs is incredibly powerful and can lead curious minds right to our digital doorsteps. It's a little unsettling, but being aware gives us the upper hand. Recognizing the true impact of our digital footprint transforms us from unwitting participants to savvy navigators of the online world. This way, we can better keep our private life exactly that. Private. NBTV is funded by community donations. If you found this video useful or interesting and would like to help us make more free educational content, consider visiting nbtv.media/support. And if you're just starting out, take a look at our book, Beginner's Introduction to Privacy, which also supports our channel. Thank you so much for liking, sharing, and subscribing to our content. It really helps us spread the message that privacy matters. So I added some new things to my set, and this guy here is actually just a large version of this little guy here from the ThoughtCon Hacker Conference, which is really cool. I love this. Do you have suggestions for things I should put in my set? I'm a Bitcoin fan and I'm scaring